Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening, my dear precious brothers and sisters, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in the Lord, am in studio with you to present proposition number 55. The number here for the members of the Joint College of African American Bishops to call, because we are always asking them to call. We're always encouraging them to offer a counter proposition. The number here is 646-564-9730. To all those members of the Joint College of African American Bishops, including, and more importantly, the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, none other than J. Delano Ellis II, we invite you to call in and defend your actions. What are your actions? Well, you're in bed with the heart of church of Revelation 17 and 18. You're in bed with the heart of church. And not only is the Joint College of African American Bishops in bed with the great harlot of the book of Revelation, whom God calls Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots, mind you, who turns out prostitute clergy at a rapid clip. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there is a Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. And this is why we come on the radio every day to earnestly contend for the faith. And like Martin Luther, I give you a new version, a new version of the 95 thesis, only because we're encountering new heresies, new doctrines of demons, with an African-American spin on it. The number here, again, is 646-564-9730. And we always make it our business to get that quickly out of the way because we want to give these people enough time to get their act together and call in. My brothers and sisters, to those of you listening in from Africa, the great continent of Africa, we salute you and welcome you in the precious name of the Lord. To all of our brothers and sisters calling in from Europe, all those European nations, for those of our brothers and sisters listening in from the old world, we welcome you in the precious name of Jesus. For those of you tuning in from the Caribbean and the Americas, we salute you and welcome you to this broadcast. Now, my brothers and sisters, we are at proposition number 55 today, and after today, we would only have 40 more propositions to go. We're cranking them out. We're cranking them out. And yet, no response. Not a word can be heard from the other side. That's like me punching somebody in the face 55 times, and they won't even lift their hands to block the punches. I mean, I've been punching these people. I mean, today will make 55 times that I punched them directly in the face. And they have yet to respond by blocking or even throwing a punch. And punch their face, I will. Punch their face, I will. And I got 40 more punches coming. 40 more punches. Right to the kisser. Right to their mug. Right to their Episcopal mug. So, proposition number 55 is connected to proposition 54 and 53. And we've been talking about this thing called insignia, because J. Delano Ellis made it a point to bring up the subject in the first chapter of his book, The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy in the African-American church. And since he made it a big deal, and since he put it in his book, in the first chapter, the chapter is entitled In the Beginning, The Need, on page 17, let me read to you what Mr. J. Delano Ellis wanted the whole world to know. He put it in the book, which means he wanted us to know this bit of information. Well, it helps us establish our case. It helps us prove that the Joint College of African American Bishops and its members are in bed with the mother of harlots, the Roman Catholic Church. Mr. Ellis writes, and I quote, "One late afternoon in the summer of 1994, four men were traveling from New York to Philadelphia for the purpose of purchasing vestments and insignia for the Episcopal office." This word insignia has everything to do with Episcopal accessories, things that bishops are given when they are enthroned or elevated, when a minister is about to be enthroned and elevated in an Episcopal service, when he or she is about to be made bishop, the Roman Catholic way, they are to receive certain insignia. What is insignia? Well, insignia are the accessories to the Episcopal office that go along with the vestments. Vestments are the clothes. The insignia are the accessories. According to the Catholic Dictionary of the Liturgy, on page 268 of this dictionary that we've been quoting quite a bit, Pope Paul VI simplified the number and the use of insignia, which are for the bishop. Insignia of bishops and popes are the mitre, the pointy hat, gloves, ring, pectoral cross, Crozier, and Palium. So it was Pope Paul VI who said, okay, we have too many accessories. Let's reduce their number. And so, what does a bishop get when he or she is enthroned in the African-American church? Because Pope Paul VI said what to wear? They get a mitre, a pointy hat. Gloves. Can you imagine Jesus with gloves? Can you imagine the apostle with gloves? No, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine Jesus wearing gloves. I don't ever see a picture of Jesus being crucified and the nails going through the gloves and the hands. No, I never saw Jesus with gloves. And why do I bring that up? Why do I say that Jesus and the apostles didn't have gloves? Well, these men like J. Delano Ellis claim to be the successors of Christ and the apostles. Well, we're just like them. We're their successors. We're their rightful heir. Well, Jesus never wore a mitre. Think about it. The Savior never wore a mitre. Peter and the apostles never wore a mitre. Paul, Timothy, and Titus never wore a mitre, much less gloves. Can you imagine gloves? Can you imagine Paul the tent maker supporting himself with his own hands? Can you imagine Paul wearing gloves? No, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. No, I can't. No, I can't imagine it. No. Well, the Pope said, Pope Paul VI said, and he's the one who dealt with this and established the last rules on it. The insignia of bishops and popes are the mitre, gloves, ring, pectoral cross, crozier, pallium, etc., etc., etc. So, this is why we said in Proposition number 53, the purchasing of an insignia such as the Ramesh-style mitre proves that those donning it have been spiritually influenced by pagan, papal, anti-Christian Rome. Again, Christ and his apostles did not wear Ramesh-styled mitres. Nor did the apostles wear any kind of mitre for that matter, nor did Christ. But the members of the Joint College of Bishops, they can't wait to get their little pointy hat for their pointy heads. Bunch of pinheads. Pinheads who can't wait to get their pointy hats. Proposition number 4 reads in the following manner. The purchasing of an insignia such as Ramesh-styled gloves proves that those wearing them have allowed pagan papal Rome to sissify and emasculate them. It is an unmanly thing. It is unmanly to wear gloves in a ministerial sense. Now, I mean, I wear gloves in the winter. When I go out into the woods, when I go deer hunting, I wear gloves. When I get on a snowmobile, I wear gloves. When I go tracking, I wear gloves. I wear a hat, scarves, heavy boots. Oh, yes. But I'm tracking. I'm hunting. I'm out in the elements. I'm under feet. I am moving under many, many inches and feet of snow. I'm out in the open. I'm out in the woods. But I don't wear gloves in the church. I don't wear a pointy hat to walk into the church. I don't wear Episcopal gloves with piping on them, with stitching, with my Episcopal insignia stitched on them. No. No, that's for emasculated men. sissified men. No. So, thus, the purchasing of an insignia such as Rammstein-styled gloves, because it was Pope Paul VI who said, well, part of the insignia that the cardinals and the archbishops and bishops can wear, let's get them gloves. Let's get them effeminate gloves. Let's get them effeminate gloves. Yes. So when you don these things, when you wear them, it tells us you've been sissified. You've been emasculated. Your manhood has been taken away. And we know this to be true because in his book, J. Delano Ellis emphasizes manicures. Again, like if he's running a charm school. I didn't know that the Joint College of African American Bishops was really code for charm school. He writes, does Mr. J. Delano Ellis, on page 55, grooming standards are vital if we are to maintain credibility among our people and in the world community. Grooming standards. That's how I maintain my credibility, by maintaining grooming standards. I thought I maintained my credibility by preaching the word. I thought I maintained my credibility by preaching the unadulterated word. I thought I maintained my credibility by being a true follower of Jesus Christ. I thought that's how I maintained. No, but according to Mr. Ellis, one of the ways in which we can maintain credibility among our people and in the world community is if we adhere to grooming standards. I wonder if John the Baptist adhered to grooming standards. I wonder if the prophet Elijah adhered to grooming standards. I wonder if Peter, James, and John, the members of Christ's inner circle, adhered to grooming standards. I wonder if Jesus himself adhered to grooming standards. Mr. Ellis goes on to say in a few sentences following, manicures are encouraged. I'm shocked that he didn't put there pedicures also. But manicures are encouraged, and since it is with our hands that we impart blessings, I thought you impart blessings with the mouth. I thought one impart, you see, it's pagan to impart blessings with your hands. It is biblical to impart blessings with your mouth. But he says, it is with our hands that we impart blessings, and we encourage our bishops and clergy alike to take special care to attend to this matter. In the case of bishops, we would remind that people venerate our office by kissing our episcopal ring or our right hand. That alone, says Mr. Ellis, that alone should make us very careful about our public use and the care of our hands. Oh, what a sissified, emasculated bunch they are. Now, Proposition 55, which is the proposition for today. And Mr. Ellis, you can call the number here, 646-564-9730. Mr. Ellis, we're waiting. We're waiting, Mr. Ellis. We're waiting. We are waiting to hear from you, sir. You wrote the book. You should answer for every line in it. Today's Proposition 55, reads like this. The purchasing of an insignia, such as the episcopal ring, because we've already dealt with the mitre, we've already dealt with the gloves, now we're going to speak about the episcopal ring, because this was one of the accessories or parts of insignia that Pope Paul VI said a bishop is to receive. The purchasing of such insignia, such as the episcopal ring, turns those who wear them into deified divas. D deify divas. What's a diva? A diva, diva. What's a diva? A diva is a person who warrants attention. A diva is a person who demands attention. A diva is a person who demands special care. The key word concerning the diva is that they demand. They demand. They demand that they be respected. They demand that they be worshipped. They demand that they be catered to. They demand special attention and care. That's a diva. A diva. But these are not just mere human divas. No, these are divas that have been deified. It is this clip. It is when I saw this clip, and heard this audio, that's what compelled me to write the book, Nehushtan Church Bishops. What's a Nehushtan? A man-made idol. A man-made idol. And watching this clip, watching it on YouTube, and listening to the audio, it's what moved me. I said to myself, woe is me if I write not the book, Nehushtan Church Bishops. In this audio clip, Mr. J. Delano Ellis II himself, acting as chief consecrator and nut, places the insignia of the ring on the hands of a female bishop, a bishop that had just been consecrated. And then after putting the ring on her finger, he goes on to explain now that you cannot hug this woman. You can't love on her like you once did when she was a pastor. But now as a bishop, you must now go and bow before her and then kiss her ring in order to properly salute her. Well, my brothers and sisters, according to the minor prophet Hosea in the 13th chapter and the 2nd verse, if you're kissing anything other than God, because the Greek word for worship is proskuneo, and the word proskuneo in Greek means to draw near and kiss on God. You're kissing God. That's what worship is. But Mr. J. Delano Ellis now is encouraging us to not draw near to God, but to draw near to these bishops and kiss their ring. Well, that's idolatry. This person whom he just consecrated as a bishop now has become an idol, has become a Nehushtan. Now, was this person embarrassed? Did this person say, oh my goodness, what did this man do? I didn't know he was going to do this. No, you know what this person did? They authorized the putting of this video on YouTube. In other words, she loved the worship. She loved it. So much so that she authorized, because listen, nothing gets put on YouTube unless the bishop signs off on it. And it was never taken down. This apostate video should have been taken down. This heretical video promulgating the worship of man should have been taken down. But no, this bishop, in her deluded state of mind, because what else can you say other than she's a victim of the fact that God has sent strong delusion. God has sent them strong delusion. There is no excuse whatsoever for this asinine video to be on YouTube. It should have never been put up. None of this brings glory to Jesus, but it does bring idolatry to man. It was this video clip, more than anything else, that inspired me to put pen to paper and write the book, Nehushtan Church Bishops. Nehushtan. we have a bunch of UN idols in the African American church who, when they get their ring, stick their right hand out where the ring is placed, expecting for men and women to bow before them, to genuflect and kiss the ring. Well, like I said, the minor prophet Hosea said, when you do that, when you're drawing near and you're giving kisses, even Job spoke about throwing kisses to the moon and the sun. That's idolatry, when you throw kisses to anything. When you're blowing kisses, that's idolatry. The Bible speaks of this in 1 Kings, where God said to Elijah, "Elijah, why are you so depressed? I still have 7,000. I have 7,000 who have not buckled the knee and kissed Baal." So once again, proposition number 55 reads like this: the purchasing of an insignia, such as the Episcopal ring, turns those who wear them into deified divas. This female bishop who had just been consecrated has now become a little god and now sticks her hand out expecting for men and women to come up and kiss her ring. Listen to Mr. J. Delano Ellis. And if you're not strapped into your chair, do so, because when you hear these words, you will most likely fall off your chair.
Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishops.
See, the ring is a symbol of government. She's a prince now, a princess now in the church. She's part of the pharaonic club, because the African American church today is under the pharaonic captivity. Martin Luther wrote a fantastic book called The Babylonian Captivity of the Church. Well, one of the books in this series, one of the 12 books in this series that I've authored, which will be released at some point, is entitled The Pharaonic Captivity of the African American Church. And those are sitting on top of the pyramid are pharaohs and Nefertiris. So he says, this ring is a symbol of government and collegiality. You know what collegiality means? It means she's a member of the club. She and her other fellow bishops reign supreme over black folk in African American. That's what it means. It means that her collegiality is with those bishops who run the churches like plantations. That's what it is. You're running the church like a plantation. And like Pharaoh, the female bishop or the male bishop lives in the big house, because Pharaoh means he who lives in the big house. And on the backs of poor black people, and on the backs of their bitter bondage, these few who don these rings, which are a symbol of government and collegiality, they rule like the pharaohs of old did over the people of God. But here's more from Mr. Ellis, who is spouting out this Roman Catholic garbage. And people are just clapping. People just can't get enough. Well, I've had enough. And I want to throw up.
One among all of us. And collegiality with her fellow bishops She has won. Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishops. She is one among all of us.
Now, the all of us in the context is the all of us who belong to this club, the all of us who belong to this joint college. That's it.
This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her, truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your...
Now, can you stomach that? That's a diva now. They're all divas. They're all divas. They're deified divas. This person here who is being consecrated is being enthroned. In the language of the Roman Catholic Church, is called the enthronement service. They're being enthroned. That's why they call it the bishop's elevation service. They're being elevated, elevated above everybody else. They're being deified. And now you can't hug them like you hug me when you see me in church. You can't give me a good hug. And I love you, brother. How you doing? No. The way you salute a bishop, because now they've been elevated, is you have to walk up to them, bow, as he's showing us in the video, and kiss their ring. And then you hear the lobotomized people attending saying, amen, amen. No, you don't say amen to that garbage. Asinine people, jackasses in the crowd, jackasses conducting the service. That's what they are. And they're saying, amen, amen. What are you saying amen to, idolatry? Is that what you're saying amen to, idolatry? You moron. These are moronic people saying amen. Yo, you can't hug a bishop. Why not? Because they're deified. Just like you can't, you know, when you see the Queen of England, you can't hug her. The people who live in England, they can't hug the Queen. You can't walk up to the king, queen, and hug her. No. You're a nobody. She's a queen. She's a blue blood. It's the same garbage. Same garbage. Wrapped up in religion. Here it is again.
We respect her. Truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you.
No. You know the way you respect the bishop truthfully? Because he says, the way you respect the bishop truthfully. You know, well, I can tell you how you can respect the bishop truthfully. You can speak the truth in love and tell her, you're a nut. You're crazy. You've lost your mind. You're in danger of hellfire. That's the way you love a bishop truthfully. When a bishop has become a nut job, when a bishop thinks that they're a little god and that they're going to stick their hand out and I'm going to bow and kiss their ring, the way you love them truthfully is you tell them, by speaking the truth in love, lady, you've lost your mind. Lady, you've been drinking too much Roman Catholic Kool-Aid. You're done. Lost your mind, woman. You better go get some help. Because you're going to stick your hand out in front of me and I'm just going to walk on by. I'm just going to walk on, but you think I'm going to bow and kiss your hand? You Nehushtan? You've allowed them to turn you into a Nehushtan? You are lost your mind, lady. You are lost your mind. And then she authorizes this junk to be put on YouTube. Like this is something to be proud of. Lost her mind. Here it is again. I mean, this is mind-boggling.
Truthfully, you don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on.
No. Truthfully, you speak truth to power. And you speak the truth in love. And you tell that woman, I don't know what they did to you. I don't know who abducted you. I don't know what alien abducted you. I don't know where they took you. I don't know what treatment they gave you. I don't know what they did to your brain, to scramble your brain, to turn your brain into mush. I don't know what they did. But lady, you're in danger of hellfire. If you think that you're going to stick out your hand and I'm going to go to kissing it. You are lost your mind. You've been hanging out with Jay Delano Ellis, a stooge and a double agent of Rome. Mr. Ellis, you can call the broadcast at 646-564-9730, sir. I don't have the degrees that you have, sir. I went to your website and I saw all the stuff you had, boy. You something special. You something real special. And that's why we need you to call this broadcast and set me straight? Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor, Mr. Ellis? Can you straighten me out? Can you straighten me out? Please, Mr. Ellis. Call the broadcast, 646-564-9730. Can you give me an edumacation? Can you just show me by means of scripture? Because I'm a Berean. See, I'm a Berean. I search the scriptures to see if the things that you are saying are so. I can't find it anywhere in the Bible. Now, I did find this junk in the many volumes that I have of Roman Catholic canon law, but I didn't find this in the Bible. Those who were being kissed other than God were idols. Those being kissed who were not the God of creation and redemption, those who were being kissed were Nehushtans. Deified divas. Mr. Ellis, can you please educate us? You're such a scholarly man. You're so brilliant. You're such a walking encyclopedia, Mr. Ellis. Please, do me, your wayward brother, do me some good. Call the broadcast. But here's more from Mr. Ellis. Here's more.
You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you.
No, that's the way you enable her to go on with her lunacy. See, you're becoming an enabler if you walk up and kiss that ring. You are enabling this poor woman who's lost her mind. She done lost her mind. She done lost her mind. To let this man take her hand, stick it out, and he's kissing it. He's the first one kissing her ring. The chief consecrator is taking her hand, pulling it out, bowing and kissing it on video. If you do that, you're not helping this poor woman. You're damning her. You're damning her.
You get it off. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you.
But you're dishonoring God. You're honoring her. You're worshiping her. But by worshiping her and honoring her, you dishonor God. Because you are taking God's honor and you are misplacing it. She's not God. I know she's being turned into a God. I know they're making her into a little God right before our eyes. I know that they're elevating her to deified diva status. Because all bishops, whether male or female, when they get elevated and enthroned, they enter into deified diva status. But here's Mr. Ellis, leading 1,000 people astray in attendance. I'm guesstimating there's 1,000 people. I'm guesstimating. But right before they're being taught how to worship a human being, a Nehushtan.
You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Bishop.
Yeah, he's teaching doctrines of demons. He's the one dope, the one moron out there says, teach, Bishop, teach. No, it's doctrines of demons. He's teaching doctrines of demons. Demon-inspired doctrines.
Hooray. That's your way of saying, I honor you. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Teach, Bishop.
I didn't know that. Just read up, how you bishop, put your hand down and just speak.
Amen.
And you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug and squeeze and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop. She's a bishop.
What heresy. What heresy. Now, he goes on now to invite fellow bishops, because he's the chief consecrator, and he just kissed her ring. He bowed and kissed her ring. Now he's going to invite the other members of the Joint College to come up and kiss her ring. Now, if the bishops are kissing her ring, what do you think the members are supposed to do? If the deified divas line up like jackasses, if all the deified divas / members of the Joint College of Asinine, Hee-Hawing Bishops are all lined up to kiss this new bishop's hand and ring, if the whole deified class does it, what does it say to you and me as peons? If they kissed it, we got to kiss it, because they're an elevated class. But you see, this is the initiation. God says, I have 7,000 who have not bowed their knee like this clown did, Ellis, nor kissed Baal. Well, this woman is the new Baal. And all the other bishops with rings are the new, they're the Baalims. B-A-A-L-I-M. The I-M ending in Hebrew is plural. There are many Baalims. Many Baalims. But here's more from Ellis.
Bishops that will, in a minute, you can come and salute her and go back to your seat. This.
In other words, bishops that will, shortly, you're going to line up and you're going to come up and salute her. And what does that mean? Well, you're going to kiss a ring. And the video shows it. The video shows them all these jackasses lining up as this new bishop sticks out her hand to kiss the ring. See, that's what a ring does for you. It's part of the insignia that Pope Paul VI said you can have. And what it does is it turns you into a little god so that people can worship you. And you can just see her, this new bishop. When the bishops line up, you can just see her sticking out her hand. And, I mean, she's soaking it in. These people are actually kissing my hand. I'm somebody. I've arrived. I'm elevated. I'm enthroned. And that's why when you go to Revelation 17, let's go to Revelation 17, because the harlot church, Rome, has that ability. Rome has the ability to get you drunk. Rome has... It says concerning the heart of church in Revelation 2, it says, this heart of church, this woman who sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. This new female bishop, she's drunk because she's been drinking from the cup of wine of the harlot church's fornication. Made drunk. That's why when people drink, they act silly. Most people who drink act silly. Well, this female bishop who had just been elevated, she is drunk now with episcopacy, Roman Catholic episcopacy. But you see, this cup and what's in it makes you drunk with spiritual fornication. This is an abomination, folks. This is an abomination. This woman, is she protesting? Did she say, oh, no, stop this? I didn't know this was part of the... She didn't stop it. She's looking forward to it. She was trained. She was already told what was going to happen. She had to agree to accept all of this. You're not going to embarrass the chief consecrator. You're not going to embarrass the joint college. During the period in which these people are bishop-elect, they go through full Roman Catholic/Anglican church indoctrination. They're told exactly what's going to happen during this service. She knew she was going to get a ring. She knew the chief consecrator was going to kiss it. She knew that she was going to be asked to stick out her hand and have all the bishops come up and kiss the ring. She knew this. And yet she went ahead and did it. And then she went even further than that. She had this video posted. She didn't take the video down. No, she had it posted. Now, only a person does all these silly things when they've been made to drink of the cup of the harlot church's fornication, and they have become drunk. The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk. Drunk with what? Drunk with what? With the wine of her fornication. Only silly people would have someone come up and kiss their ring. Is it any wonder that I wrote the two books, Jackass Church Bishop, Nehushtan Church Bishop? Go to our website, www.paganbishops.com. Paganbishops.com. And check out the two write-ups on the two books. The next book due out shortly, Draconian Tsunami. My dear brothers and sisters, proposition number 55, the purchasing of an insignia such as the Episcopal ring turns those who wear it into deified divas. I laid out the evidence. The evidence is ironclad. And we have waited for Mr. Ellis and his brood of jackasses to call in, and they have not. So I close the broadcast with a reminder that tomorrow Sister Marie will be in studio here at Reformation News to do her weekly program called The End Time News Report. I will be back on Wednesday with Proposition 56. I'll be back Thursday with Proposition number 57. And Sister Marie will be back on Friday with her stunning and fabulous broadcast called The Postmodern War on the Truth. God bless you, saints.